Okay, so what I want to do today is related to what we did last week, but independent. Okay? And the question is, when does the time for Kriya Shema at night go until? Okay? Up until when can one say the Kriya Shema at night? So the Mishnah, so if Mishnah and Brachos Bezim and Aleph, it says, Me'emasai Koronis Shema Be'arvin. From when can you read Shema at night? It says, Mashon, from the time the Kohanim go to eat their Truma, that's whatever, Tzeslechavim, three stars, Sofa Shmo Rishona, until the end of the first watch. Okay? End of the first watch, Rashi says it means, Ilzaga Rashi. What does it mean, end of the first watch? Rashi says, Ad Sofa Shmo Rishona, Shlish Halayla. It's a third of the night. The night is broken up into thirds. So it's the end of the first watch, which is a third into the night. After the time is over, because it's no longer considered the time of sleeping. You can no longer consider it when you go to bed, when you lie down. Right? And you can, before that also it's not Shema Shechiva. Just give me one. Okay. Right. So before that also it's not, you can't read. Okay. So the find this a different problem. Okay, so basically saying is that why can't you read after a third of the night? Why can't you read after a third of the night? Okay, why? What does that mean?
People don't go to sleep.
So presumably people don't go to sleep then, right? Presumably people don't go to sleep.
They go to sleep earlier.
They go to sleep earlier. Right. They go to sleep earlier.
Before we had these things.
Yeah, right. Before lights. Okay. V'chachamim omrim ad chatzos. Chachamim say, no, you have all the way up until chatzos. Midnight. Middle of the night. Okay. Not what we call midnight, but whatever. Middle of the night from, you split the night in half. You need to take them at that center. V'gmlil omrim ad shi'al omrim shachar. You have until dawn in the morning. Okay. Ma'isu bo banov. There's a story that the sons of Gamaliel came from a party. Amrullo, lo karino shema. He says, we didn't read shema. Amrullahem, imla adam ashachar, chayav matam likros. He says, well, if it's not amr ashachar, if it's not done yet, you have to read. Velo zubul vada, amrullo, kol ma shamr chamar chatzos. And anything that the chum say is until chatzos. Mitzvasa nad shem ashachar. Even the chachamim who say, you got to do it before midnight, the real halacha intrinsically is until amar hashachar, until dawn. Hekter chalom ve'evor mitzvos ha'shem hashachar, v'chol nachol yamecha mitzvos ha'shem hashachar. Okay, whatever, these other examples. Im kein lamar amu chacham ma'ar chatzos, so why do the chacham say chatzos? K'dei l'harcha gadam en avera, to distance you from an avera. Because they know that once you push it off past midnight, then you're going to end up forgetting. You're falling asleep, you're going to whatever. So basically, even the chachamim who say chatzos, They just mean that intrinsically they agree that you have until dawn. They just say you have to do it beforehand. But now you guys didn't do it beforehand, so now you still have to do it. So the mitzvah is really until dawn. Okay? And it seems like that's the correct. I mean, it seems like it's going with that. Okay, that really, essentially, in the Oraisa, Rashi says, Ad she'alam rosh achar, she'kol halayla koriz ma'ad shechivah, because the entire night is called the time of sleeping. Okay. It seems essentially there's two shittos. The chatzos is like a super added derabanan, but it seems in terms of the raisa there's a just a two way machalikas. Is it until a third of the night, or is it until the morning, until the whole morning? Okay. So why would you say you have until the whole morning? How's that zman shchiva? Simple shot. How does it, what do they say, people go to sleep even later? Is there a question when people go to sleep?
People are still sleeping.
Okay, good. So simple, so as Matt's saying, people are still sleeping. I mean, there's one way to go, that they are asleep.
Someone's going to
sleep. Yeah, not going to sleep. Is it going to sleep or sleeping? Right? Okay, so look at, there's a Rashi on Gimel Amin Aleph who says that. So on Gimel Amin Aleph, it's the Rashi, Lav Rebbe Elazar. It's the last wide line in the Rashi. Well, basically, you go from the period. The Rebbe Elazar Darash. It's a period in the middle of the Rashi, right next to the Bach. The Rebbe Elazar Darash b'shach b'cha b'zman haschalas shchiva. Shabnei adam holchem l'shkaf. Means the time of the beginning of the sleep, when people go to sleep. Some a little earlier, some a little later. But essentially, that's what you have from Seis up until the first third. That's Eliezer. The Rabbanan Darshi calls Man Shchiva. The entire time of sleeping, the Hainukal HaLaila. The entire night. Okay, not when they're the beginning of sleep, but the entire time of sleeping. Right, Ella Shasu Chasiyag LeDavar V'Amar Chatzos. We're going to last day of Siyag. So Rabban Hill doesn't hold as this the Gzeira and the Chando. Fine, but you see the way Rashi's learning is that Machlok is, do you go by the beginning of the time of sleep when you're going to sleep, or is it mean the entire time of sleep? Entire time of sleep. Okay. All right. Okay, so basically, it turns out very simple. You have basic, simple machlokas. Is that what does it mean, b'shach b'cha, when you go to sleep? Does it mean when people go to sleep? In which case, it means you have up until the first third of the night, because that's when everyone goes to sleep. What does it mean when people are sleeping? And when people are sleeping, it's the entire night. That's what Rashi learned.
That's the deraisa.
That's the deraisa, right. That's the machlokas and the deraisa. Right? Right? That's what we have to explain. Right, what's the svara here, right? And then it's almost like a question of what does the word mean, you know? It's like a funny kind of machlokas. Like, I don't know, what does it mean? Okay, any problems? Any other questions? Let me ask you another question. When's the mitzvah of Zman Kriyat Shema in the morning? What's the time of Zman Kriyat Shema in the morning? So it says Uv Kumecha, right? When you get up. So it's a good question, but let's say it starts somehow, it seems intrinsically it starts at Amar Shachar, from dawn, day, and it goes until?
Isn't it the third hour?
Yes. I mean, I think it's machlokas, but let's say the most lenient is it goes until the third hour. Okay, that's when kings get up, right? And then they say regular people get up at Hanetz, by Hanetz, so therefore the regular time is until Hanetz, according to some shittas. Others say no, it goes until the third hour, because that's when kings get up. Okay. Okay, so anyone want to ask a question? So, I don't know, this is maybe perhaps a curiosity question, but I think it's a good question. You'll see, I mean, they're showing them ask it also. But so why don't you say have the same question on during the day, in the morning? Is it the time where people get up or when the people are up? Right? Because it's definitely when people are getting up. When regular people get up, kings get up. But when you say it's all day long, because people are up all day long, why is it that we hold that nighttime you have all night long? But daytime, no. Until the kings get up. I mean, shouldn't it be parallel? It's B'shach B'chav Kamecha. Right? B'shach B'chav Kamecha. So shouldn't that be a parallel thing? You'd think. It's strange, right? So, I mean, you could just say, look, that's the grammar of it. The grammar of it is, B'shach B'chav means is vague, but of Kamecha isn't vague, but I mean, kind of, so why should it be... But then why don't you say, look, if Kumecha definitely means that, then the Shachbucha should mean. I mean, shouldn't they be parallel? Wouldn't one think that these two things should be parallel? Seems to be the same mitzvah flip on two sides. Why should it be that one of them is when people are going, you know, sleeping, but when they get up means when they're getting up? Right? Okay. Right, that's a good question, huh? So it turns out as the Rishonim asked the question. Okay, the Meiri asked the question and the Sefer Chinuch asked the question. Okay, it's just not parallel. So the Meiri, I'll tell you what they say. Sorry, the Meiri, but I'll say the Meiri says, Rigamliel, I'm sorry, V'tchilas Shriva. I'm sorry. Yes, so it says, he explains it, the first Shita explains it, B'shach b'cha t'chilas Shriva. Is going to sleep is the beginning of sleeping. Meloshen lo yishkav al yochal teraf. He won't go to sleep until he eats his food or something like that. Terem Yishkavu, before they went to sleep. So you see, he's showing you from Psukim to Psukim, the term Yishkavu, Shech Bacha, means to go to sleep. He says, no, it means whenever the person is sleeping. And Shmuel is sleeping. Okay. God will watch over you while you're in your sleep. Doesn't mean when you're going to sleep, it means while you're sleeping. That person sleeps until the morning, until the sun comes up. It's nighttime. Okay. So far, so good. Aval, Balashon Kima, I'm jumping a little bit. Balashon Kima, lo hiolam l'chalok b'yotzi bazah. When it comes to the language, what the Kima means, getting up, there's no argument like this. Shalom atzino l'olam l'ashon Kima ne'emar al hemshech amida. Because we never find the term Kima to refer to the continued standing. Ella al zman she'adam kam. Rather, it's just the time where a person gets up. Imimitasa imimishivasa. From when he's in bed or from sitting down. Right? In zman kriyasa, misacher ella ad hamuuchar shebizman yakima. So therefore, the time of kriya, only the reading, only goes until the latest of the times of rising. V'lo kol hayom lekriyasa ona, and it doesn't go the whole day. Avo b'layla nechliku, but at night they argue. Okay. So what's his answer? Right, basically, grammatically, by Shechiva, the term is vague. Kind of like the Jay is saying. Certain psukim, and he shows some psukim. Certain times where it was used one way, sometimes it's used the other way. But a kumacha, there's no such vagueness.
Not really an answer,
right?
It kind of begs the question, well, why is it that it's used ambiguously by one case and not
Right. It begs the question, two questions. Either why is it that it's used that way? Or you could say, look, that's the word. I don't know. The word is the word. For whatever reason, this word has two meanings. This word only has one meaning. But then, why? What's the sense? Is that says that? Or my one way to ask the question is, why don't you say the fact that of kumecha means when people get up, that it means also when people go to sleep? Why is it? What's the sense? Apparently, one position holds that the way we hold is the mitzvah really incongruous. And when it comes to going to sleep, it's entire sleeping time. In the morning, it's only right. So whatever svar you're going to say, though, here's my point: is that whatever svar you're going to say, it should have to, it would seem that it can have an overlap into the getting up also, you'd think. Right? And it's one mitzvah with two parts. Right? So you read Kriya Shema B'Shachas, you know. I think it's Machlokas, Rambam and Ramban, I think. Rambam counts as one mitzvah. I think maybe the Ramban counts as two. But either way, I mean, it's only Kriya Shema B'Shachas, Kriya Shema B'Shalavis, two Shemas, yeah. Okay, now then I'll put down Mikey's question. He has a good question. He says, what's the sense to say it means when you're sleeping? Time of sleeping. Presumably it means, which is kind of similar to this last point, is that presumably it means when you go to sleep. You say Shema, when you go to sleep and when you get up. Right? It doesn't mean while you're sleeping, or while everyone's sleeping. What's the sense of that? I mean, it seems to me when you're going to sleep and when you're waking up. So it seems, he says, that the argument should be that it's the time when people go to sleep, not when people are sleeping. Right? I mean, there's a certain sense to that. That's true. It's true. I mean, it's interesting. It is interesting. You may wonder why I'm asking this question about the waking up. It's kind of it's somewhat of a funny. I think it's a good question, but it's somewhat of like a out of the blue kind of question, right? Like we're not learning that sugya. We're learning the sugya about when the time starts in the morning, you know. But I think the reason why I asked it is, I think you could see if you come this way on your own, but if you start thinking about the machlokas, about when you go into sleep, and you start trying to define what the machlokas, whether it goes by when you go to sleep or whether you're sleeping, you start giving svaras, then you start realizing, wait a second, like you're defining a question, presumably, about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And it would seem like you naturally are thrown into the fact, the question about how it goes when I go and you wake up. It's not like just a totally different question. Even though it is a different part of the mitzvah, and it's Kriya Shema Shalayla, but still, it seems like, I mean, I don't know if it has to be, it depends on your svar, I guess. I mean, you can give a svar that has nothing at all to do with Kriya Shema Shachas and just say it's a totally different question. Like, presumably, we didn't do this on the other side, right? When you're talking about when the time of going to sleep is. in doing time waking up is. But it's there. It kind of seems like it's not exactly the same thing, you know. It's a different type of thing. When you're going to sleep, is and they stop your work and whatever. I mean, the morning is like a, it's a different phenomenon. But here, maybe it is also different. I mean, you have to see. But you know, it's something to keep in mind. I mean, I don't know if it would be natural to notice the question right away. But if you start defining it a little bit, I think that's the way it happened. I started defining it a little bit, and then I realized the thought occurred to me. Wait a second. You know, so you know, it's probably methodologically the way you end up. You know, I don't know if it's just a natural thing to occur to you immediately to think about that, but you kind of get, according to at least the way I started thinking about it, I got thrown into it. And then I saw the Rishon take it up, and I see apparently it's a natural question. Okay, so I'll read you also the Sefer Chinuch. He says the pasuk is Shachvav Kumecha, which means time when people go to sleep and time when people wake up, and it's teaching you that it goes by when people that the Rabbanon hold that time when people go to sleep is all night long until Olam HaShachar. Right, and it quotes Pesukim. It means the whole time when people are sleeping. And then he says, people are very different in their natures. And going to sleep. Some of them don't go to sleep until midnight. Some of them don't even go to sleep until the morning, the wee hours of the night. And some people go to sleep right away in the beginning of the night. And therefore, they say that it goes the entire night. Okay? But, he says, when people get up, is once it's daytime, when there's light, that's the time people get up until 3 hours. But he says, it doesn't seem that kima means the entire day, just like going to sleep. Because people don't get up, and a healthy person doesn't get up at the end of the day, or even in the middle of the day. Okay? Basically he's saying is it doesn't work. He's saying is that that when it comes to going to sleep, some people go to sleep late, some go to sleep early. Although all night long, basically people go to sleep. But waking up, no one really wakes up later than 3 hours. No healthy people. He didn't even know the teenagers of his day, but it's kind of funny because if they were going to sleep late, when are they waking up exactly? You know, if you went to sleep like at 4 in the morning, when are they waking up at 7 o'clock? It's not clear exactly, but it seems like he's saying is like that's just the way it worked. Could be back they had to work, they had to, you know, people were more productive. I mean, nowadays we could afford to just lay in bed all day. You know,
couldn't be so self-indulgent though.
Yeah, could be. If you go to sleep late, fine, you go to sleep late, but you wake up early anyways. You wake up 3 hours, you're like a king. But it could be also kings. Kings were able to wake up later. They didn't have as much work to do. You know, they had people worked on for them. But the average person has to wake up. So he's saying is, it seems like he's not sure. There's two possibilities. Either it means the entire night when people are sleeping, which is kind of like the way Rashi's learning the Meiri. Or you see, the second way he's learning is really maybe it does mean when people go to sleep. Right? That's what he's doing subtly here. Is that maybe he'll argue that everyone says Shechiva means when you go to sleep. But the question is when we're going to sleep when? Some people, does it mean where like most people go to sleep? And most people go to sleep at the beginning part of the night? Or does it mean when anyone would go to sleep? In which case it goes all the way up until the morning. But when it comes to waking up, basically everyone wakes up at the same time. Everyone wakes up in the first 3 hours and therefore that's the time. That's what he's learning, you know? So I mean, we'd have to explain the machlokas according to him. I mean, he's learning the machlokas differently, you know? He's not sure. I mean, he brings him both possibilities. Okay? I mean, you have to kind of trust his facts on that. You know, it's hard to argue with it, though. You know, that's what he's saying as the facts are. Okay, but for starters, I think we should explain. And we should explain that, but I think for starters, we should try to explain the Meiri's way, which seems sounding like Rashi's way also. The question is, does it mean when people go to sleep or when people are asleep? But keeping in mind that definitely there's no question like that one on the getting up side. But by the way, I think in terms of methodology, it's a good idea to forget the waking up question for the time being. I mean, it's too complicated. I think you first have to just kind of try to get a good svara for whether we're going to sleep, you know, and then answer that other question a little, you know, see if you can answer it afterwards. But I would not give a good definition or a good svara, you know, right away, and just because you can't come up with an answer for that one. You know, I mean, maybe later you'd have to drop it, but it's still, you know, don't think about this thing. I have another question, okay? Perhaps an approach type of question, but, like, what's the deal with with the b'shach b'cha of kumacha? It's like a funny kind of question, exactly, but like, well, listen, the mitzvah to say Kriya Shema twice a day, right? So I understand that idea, like a mitzvah is a morning and a night. I kind of, that makes sense. There's sense to that. But is a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema when you go to sleep and when you get up? Like, it's a funny kind of a zman. Like, could you have a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema when you're brushing your teeth? Like, what's that idea? Like, is that a zman, the time when I go to sleep or the time that I wake up? Like, what's that? It's a funny type of a zman. Yom and Laila in sin is a zman. You know? Time when I go to sleep or when people go to sleep. Like, what's that? What's the whole idea of Kriya Shema B'shach B'chav Kumecha? You know? And, like, in a certain sense, there's, like, a kind of philosophical side to that question, but, like, it's more... Like, I'm not opposed to throwing some sort of philosophy, but I want to define what's the nature of the Zman here. What's the concept of that Zman? You can't just make anything into a Zman. There's no Zman when you brush your teeth. It's just not a Zman. You know, so what's the whole idea of Zman when people go to sleep? Like, is there a Zman like that? Like, what's the concept of the mitzvah, like, of the mitzvah of that Zman? Of picking those times. It just sounds like an artificial thing. Right. Okay, so that's a good starting point. So Sammy's saying is that the sleeping, when you're waking up and when you're going to sleep, or the time of waking and time of awake and time of asleep, are two different states of man's existence. There's the state of his existence when he's awake and he's, let's say, working and doing that, and then there's a state where he's alone, he's private, he's in bed, at home. Different states of existence. So it's not a din of yom and laila. It's not a halacha that the day, the calendar day, has two parts, night and day, and you have to have a Kriya Shema of night and a Kriya Shema of day, right? It's like you're making the, like, maybe tefillah is like that, like the different components of the yom, and every part has to be a zman of avodas Hashem, or something like that. But that's not, it's not like an abstract, the abstract entity called yom, which has components, but it's a halacha of your life. Your life has different sphere, it has different, you have different stages of your existence. There's your stage where you're awake, and there's a stage where you're asleep, or a stage where you're outside in the public, and the stage where you're in private. And the halacha of Kriya Shema is that you have to involve Kriya Shema in both of those states of your existence to be do kibbul al machshamayim, accept God, and whatever you're doing in Kriya Shema, in both of the states of your existence. So it's not formulated in terms of yom and laila. It's formulated in terms of your the human states. The mitzvah is a mitzvah which relates to man's states of existence, not to astronomical parts of the day. Right? That's a good deduction. Okay, now, therefore what? You're saying, so therefore it should be when you're going to sleep, or you're waking up, or where's that heading? Right. Okay, right. So, I mean, the simplest way, I mean, I think, I don't know if you meant this, Sammy, but if you want to just go with that idea in its simplest form, you'd say, so it means you have all night, all of your sleeping hours should be good for Kriya Shema at night, and all your waking hours should be good for Kriya Shema of the day. This is the two states of your existence. The states of your existence are the entire night and the entire day. Now, it's true, if you're sleeping, then you're sleeping. Like Mikey said, you're not going to say Kriya Shema while you're sleeping. But that's your option. But the point is, that's the time for it's interesting, even though it's like your existence and it's incorporated into your existence, it's still halacha and it still has to be objectified. But it's objectified based upon human behavior. It's not objectified based upon astronomical times. So it's not just each guy decides on his own. So it's taking a time, and since this is at the time which is designated for your personal, that sphere of existence, so that's the time for Kriya Shema. Now, of course, if you're actually asleep, you can't say Kriya Shema, but whatever. So you can wake up, you can this, you can that, you know. That's why I guess it's saying practically, that's the Chum Made a Gezerah. It's not such a good idea to say to make it that time, because people are going to be asleep. But intrinsically, that's the time which is reserved for that state of your existence. So it's the sleeping, going to sleep, that whole thing. And the day is the other state of your existence. Right? But no one's holding that, right? that's a kind of our question, right? That falls us right into our question, is that if that's the idea of doing it when you're asleep, right? If that's the idea of doing it when you're asleep, because it's the sleeping time, that state of your existence, so what's the idea of of only having, then first of all, then daytime should be the entire day, right? So we could either go with that side and say we like that side, but then our question is going to be, so then why is it on during the daytime limited to when people wake up? Or we could say that, forget it, that side isn't good, because you have this incongruity, and just say, let's just at least try to explain the side which is congruous, and explain the idea that it's when you're going to sleep and when you're waking up. You know, maybe that's a little easier, although we're going to have to make a fun, you know. And it would seem that slide would be easier just because it's congruous, you know what I mean? Like, once you have an incongruity in the thing, so it's like any formulation you're going to have is like, you know, like, why is it in here we're going like this and here we're going like that? So that's, maybe we should first have the this and the that before we figure out why you're splitting them, you know? So the side, at least the side is consistent. We just have to define the consistent slide, which is that it basically is when you're getting up and when you're going to sleep.
Okay, good.
So Mikey's saying good. It's good. So Mikey's saying is that it would seem that the Shita holds, who is it, Rebbe Eliezer? Holds that it's not the state of being awake, man's waking state and man's sleeping state, but the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is tied to man, the transitional periods. You should say Kriya Shema when you're transitioning between when you're going to sleep and when you're waking up. The times of transition. There's certain different states of man's existence. But the mitzvah is not to say Kriya Shema during those states, but it's when you're waking up, when you're entering that state, when you're going to sleep, when you're entering that state. Those are two states, and the mitzvah is tied in with man's with your transition states. It's kind of like when you're in your house. It's if this is on your house. It's when you go from your house to the outside and when you go from the outside to your house. So when you transition between the security of your house and the outside, or the outside and the security of your house, so then you see the mezuzah and you think about the ideas. I mean, that's a method by which the Torah works. So saying the zmanim of Kriya Shema b'shapcha of kumecha means the transition states. The two times of day where transition times between the two states of man's existence, that's when you chayv to say Kriya Shema. So that's when people are going to sleep. That's when people are waking up. So it's not the entire night. It's only the part where people are transitioning. And it's the time part when people are away or transitioning in the morning and they're waking up. Okay, whatever the... I mean, this, you know, you could wonder why it should be that way. But, I mean, I think it's just defining the thing. Right? That's the idea of those times. Right? I mean, you could argue, I think you should pick the states when you're actually awake or whatever. But, I mean, this is just defining the thing. That's the idea. B'shachu of Kamecha. They're transitions. They're transition points. So that leads us to the Shita of the Chachamim. The difficult Shita of the Chachamim is Manashach. Are they holding that it's the transition periods? In which case, you understand why in the morning you have only until 3 hours, but then at nighttime you should also have only until the first third of the night. Or do you say, no, they have the whole night whenever people are sleeping, so apparently it's the stage of, not the transition period, but the stage of man's existence of sleeping. The stage of sleeping includes the entire night. So if that's the case, then the daytime stage, should include the entire day. Right? What's the sense of having a split? That when it comes to the night, it's really the time of transition. Not the time of that state. When it comes to the day, when it comes to the night, it's the entire time of man sleeping. That state of existence, the state of sleeping. When you're in the state of sleeping, you should say Shema. And also when you transition from sleeping to awake. I mean, that's like kind of a funny formulation. Is there any way to unify those or something like that? Like, it's just bothersome. Right? What's the nature of the mitzvah here? Right, that's the problem. Okay, so let's leave this question to think about, and we'll also leave the question to the Chinuch, right? The Sefer Chinuch's learning that the Machlokes is do you go by the first third of the night because that's when most people go to sleep, or you say, no, there you go, look, some people go to sleep even later. So look, some people go to sleep all night long, so you go to whenever anyone goes to sleep. And everyone goes to sleep, right? But in the daytime, he says there's no such discrepancy, so therefore there's no problem. Right, so what's the Machlokes according to him, you know? What's that machlokas? Okay, I'm not sure. I may not give tomorrow. I'm not sure. I have